Welcome to the TLM Method Podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Martin. This podcast exists to amplify the voices of Gen Z and those that are creating change in the world, to call parents to action in raising healthy, whole young adults, and to counteract the current cultural narrative that is giving you permission and at times encouraging you to live an immoral and mediocre life. I'm not calling you out. I'm calling you to action in your own life. A few years ago, a friend of mine said to me, "Hey T, you're the stone that's thrown in the water, and the clients that you work with and the people that hear you speak are the ripple effect that go out and create change in the world. That's what I'm doing. I'm calling you to action and calling you to create your own ripple effect of change." Well, we're going to dive into some pretty interesting conversations on this channel, and I hope that you are comfortably uncomfortable during some of these conversations because somebody has to have them, and we are bold enough to do it. So I'm going to throw up some graphics here that I really want you to think about and to ask questions about. So the first one is of a beach scene from the 70s. Everyone looks great, right? I mean, everyone is wearing bikinis. Everyone looks really good and looks to be healthy. You know, again, we don't know what somebody is internally, but looks to be healthy on the outside. Definitely not dealing with obesity issues here. And then the pictures of our beaches today. I mean, come on. This is just insane. It wasn't that long ago this happened, basically. We have to look at this and ask ourselves a whole bunch of questions. So a few weeks ago, I did a reel with a lot of covers of magazines and with these messaging, and they're very damaging messages to our younger generations. And even though they may be under the guise of inclusive and wanting to include everyone, it's the same thing that we're going to be dealing with when everybody got a trophy. It's the same exact analogy. It is not going to end well. So think about this. So here is Self Magazine saying that this is the future of fitness. No, it's really not, because fitness does not aspire to be obese. And so really bad message. And then we've got Cosmopolitan, who is saying that this obese person is healthy. And there's nothing healthy about this, because no one aspires to be this overweight. And if they do, there's trauma and emotional issues that have not been addressed, and the attachment to food. And then, you know, Adidas, same thing. I don't know what you're doing. The fact that she's doing the splits in your activewear, that's great. But no one wants to wake up and say, "Oh, I want to be 120 pounds overweight so I can wear a pair of Adidas." You know, I mean, let's just be honest here. And then the last one, Sports Illustrated. Are you kidding me? You know, I mean, this used to be a very, very big honor to be on the cover of these magazines. And, you know, I mean, here's USC Health saying that this is health. This is not health. This woman is not healthy. And to say this is so damaging to our young kids. I mean, and that's what I work with. I work with Gen Z, young teens, young adults. And I have to tell you, to counteract this message, most kids see through this, trust me. Maybe the younger ones, Gen Z Alpha, may not, because they don't want to make anybody feel bad or, you know, make it hurt anyone's feelings. But I'm sorry, if you're 120 pounds overweight, you're hurting yourself. So it's got nothing to do with what magazine cover that you're on. And that's the truth, you know. And, you know, I don't think that we would put a homeless person on the cover of Forbes. Maybe. So let's take a look at it. I don't think you would. I don't think you would do that, because the messaging is very clear. I would not take advice from someone living on the streets when it comes to my money. So why am I taking advice from somebody on the cover of a magazine who is clearly having a lot of issues as far as my health and well-being goes? So we have to ask ourselves these questions over and over again. And, you know, we're going to dive into a lot of polarizing information, because we have to. The message that we're leaving with our Gen Z and our young kids is so wrong for them. And they're going to have to navigate this. And it's on us, you know, as adults and teachers and coaches and administrators and parents. You know, it's on us to make this right and to give them the right message. Because if you can get your health and well-being in check and in order, you can also address other areas of your life. And that's really what the goal is, that personal accountability and personal responsibility. And clearly, these people have none of that. And like I said, the fact that you're on the cover of a magazine, a fitness magazine, 120 pounds overweight, that is the issue. I'm not saying anything else other than that. If you want to live your life like this, you have every right to do so. But, you know, if you're going to be on the cover of a fitness magazine and on the cover of a prestigious Cosmopolitan magazine saying it's healthy and it's the future of fitness, you're wrong. And those messages is exactly what I'm talking about. So again, you wouldn't take advice from someone that's homeless and you wouldn't put them on Forbes magazine. So let's not translate that whole entire thing to health and well-being, because this is where it gets really sticky, because people don't want to be ostracized for their opinion because it's social justice. Well, you know, it's not going to end well for a lot of people, and it's up to us to have these conversations. So please subscribe to the channel and whatever everybody else says about these, you know, these videos when you first start posting, you know, follow all those kinds of things, because I really want to have these conversations, because it's the only way we're going to get past this. And our kids and our young adults, we owe this to them, because we've jacked it up for a very long time. And you can look at these photos from, you know, 50 years ago, 30 years ago, I mean, you know, 20 years ago, and you can see how far down we've gone and how far off the mark we are. So I'm excited to see you guys here on my channel. I'm excited to have these conversations with you, because we have to become bold and we have to draw our line in the sand sooner or later. And we owe it to our kids right now, because we've completely damaged so much that it's time that we start to repair and regenerate, and especially starting with our young adults, because they're going to be our next generation's leaders. And we have to understand that's on us right now. So I will see you guys soon. And for more of these kinds of information, please stay with us, because we really want to have these conversations. We owe it to them.